Jesus this weekend. Come on, Royal Palm, West Palm, Ferguson, everybody. I want more than that. Oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout it to God. You can be seated. Tell the person next to you, say, I know you're blessed. You got to sit by me. Look at this. Come on. You know you're blessed. Unbelievable. I am very excited because Easter is coming up. Easter is, of course, the most phenomenal, absolute best holiday in the world because it's, of course, Good Friday when Jesus died for us. And then, of course, Sunday was on the way. Hell thought we were down for the count. They were having a party, drinking Jack and Coke, and smoking crack, going crazy in hell. And then all of a sudden, Jesus shows up, disbands it all. Come on, somebody, shows back up with the keys to death, hell, and the grave. It's phenomenal. Now, you know, here at Florida, all of our campuses, years and years ago when I first started, we only did Easter. That was it. And one day, about 3 years into me pastoring the church, God spoke to me and said, it hurts my heart that you don't celebrate the day I died. And oh, man, I just felt terrible. And so I'm like, you know what? We're going to change that. So now it's just our religious policy. It's what we do. We celebrate not only the resurrection of Jesus, but just as important, if not more important, the death and burial of our Lord and Savior on Good Friday. So you can't miss either one of those. It's coming up. And it's just, I didn't even plan on doing this, but just right before I come on stage, our team had this entire stage. This thing was loaded with gravel 24 hours ago in this big set, and it was just crazy. And they actually, they did the most amazing amount of animation. So some will be live at all of our campuses, but some of it's animated. And everything you see here, I'm going to show you like a little 30-second teaser so you can, you know, not undersell it, but oversell it to your friends. So check out just a snippet. You're not supposed to see this, but I want you to see this. Check this out. That was all real right here on this stage. Yes, even the snake. I was not here. I said, no, I'm not going. I'm not doing it. But it was all shot. Would you one more time give it up for that incredible? Really, it's like a movie. And you combine that with the music. And if your friends are on the edge of getting saved, it's a done deal. If they're agnostic and they're atheist, then it might take till the end of the service. But I promise you, your friends are expecting you at every campus to bring them this weekend. You know, I don't know if you were here last weekend. Raise your hand at all campuses if you were here last weekend. If you weren't, then you don't know what we're talking about. It was like, man, we had a Holy Ghost party. It was just unbelievable. It was one of those moments where the Holy Spirit just took over the service. And I had a beautiful sermon all ironed out. I had my jokes ironed out. I had everything ready to go. And then the Holy Ghost was like, hey, I hope you had fun making all that happen. But I'm actually preempting this. It's kind of like, remember back in the day, are you old enough to remember there was only three channels on TV? Remember that? There was ABC, NBC, CBS. And if the president was on, you were screwed. That's all you were going to see, right? And so now we got every channel in the world. Well, that was like that. It was that moment where the Holy Spirit just took over. And so we really are not really praying for a revival. We're in the midst of revival. When God shows up like that, and healings took place, and deliverances took place, and just the Holy Spirit just baptized people with the presence and the power of God. And I was thinking about, you know, okay, we got one off until Palm Sunday and Easter. And the more I prayed about it, the more the Holy Spirit kept talking to me to talk to you about spiritual hunger. Now, this past week, me and Nicole had went to eat at a restaurant, and we rarely cook at home, and she says that it's just cheaper, it's faster, it's better to eat out. I don't know if it's true. It's just what she tells me. Plus, I get tired of eating Hot Pockets. Come on, somebody. I didn't mean it. But we went to this place called Super Smokers. If you're from Missouri, it's here in Florida. You don't know anything about this. It's called Super Smokers. And we hadn't been there in a really long time. We walked in. As soon as I walked in, I started smelling it. My mouth started watering. And I started thinking, I am at the right place. And there was only a few people there. And as soon as we walked in, they were delivering some food to this other table. And all I can describe is there was this incredible plate of nachos that had beef and turkey and cheese was just kind of dripping off the side. And go with me on this right now. And there was a little bit of jalapenos, but they had put them on the side. And I looked at it. And immediately when I saw it, my flesh said, I need thee, oh, I need thee. Come on, somebody. Every hour, I need thee. Oh, those old nachos. Oh, come on, I wanted it, right? And I sit down, and I asked the lady when I saw it. I was walking past, and the lady was seating us, and I said, what is that? She began to describe what that was. See, something about that plate and something about that smell brought out a desire in me. And if I'd have seen it on a page, I might not have been as attracted to it. But when I saw it there, I knew we in love, we about to get together. It's going down. Come on, raise your hand. All the chubby people, raise your hand with me right now. All the foodies, any foodies. Come on, every campus, if you're a foodie. Some of you are like, I need to get out of here right now and go to Cracker Barrel. Come on. I know that's where I'm going. And I saw it. And then when I sat down, there was this table that had four people in it with their Cardinals shirt and their blue shirt. They're obviously from St. Louis. They didn't know who we were, but they heard us ask another question about something on the menu. And the lady has her back to us. She's never seen us. She's just eating. And she said, I would definitely do that. It would be a good decision. It's what I'm having. She didn't see us. She didn't know us. All I'm telling you is whatever she was enjoying, she was loving it. The smell was there. The appetite was there. The hunger was there. The evangelistic approach that she had to telling everybody about it was there. And so we ate it, and we ate it all. And then Nicole, I'm just going to tell on her. She said, I haven't had enough. I need more. And she ordered more. Come on, somebody. I like a woman. She said, give me more. Come on. Thirsty, she was like, I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. She wanted pork. So they brought her some of that. I'm almost done with this story. Anybody getting hungry? Raise your hand. All campus getting hungry. So now we're walking out of the parking lot, and we pull. We're walking to our white Ford truck, and there's a guy who backed his white Ford truck in, and these two people we have never seen in our life. Nicole's walking past them, and she says, "Whatever you do, make sure you order those nachos." And the people looked at her and said, "Yes, ma'am." She didn't invite him to church. She didn't tell him what a good preacher I was. Come on, somebody ought to help me this morning. I need some help on a Sunday. Come on. She didn't say anything about, oh, my husband can preach. You ought to hear him preach. He can tear it up. He's better than a short rib. He's better than black eyed pea. Oh, my God. None of that. She just said, the nachos. Why? Because she knew what she had tasted was good. She knew what she had filled her up. She knew that the people in the other white Ford truck, and for those Chevy people that are judging me, I got a good deal. I can't help it. I would have rather had a Chevy, but I may not have Ford. I can feel it. Some people say Ford stands for fixed or repaired daily. I've heard that. Then the Ford people always say it stands for first on race day. I don't know. All I know is there were some hungry people going in to get something to satisfy their hunger. And there was a former hunger person who had satisfied her hunger that couldn't wait to tell another hungry person about what she had seen. And I'm just saying that says Faith Church, Florida, St. Louis, all day long. Come on, somebody ought to give God praise. Somebody needs to get hungry. Look at your neighbor and say, are you hungry? Now, there's a difference between being hungry, kind of semi-hungry. I'm always in a, I can eat. Anybody with me? I can eat. Raise your hand if you're like, I'm not really hungry, but I can eat. I could eat. I could eat something. Then there's times when you haven't eaten in a while. And you are dangerous. You're hangry. Anybody ever been hangry? You're like, hey, I apologize for what I said earlier. I was hangry. I apologize. I punched a hole in the wall. I was hangry. I apologize. I shot at you, you know, down low. I was hangry. Come on, somebody. People just get hangry. Raise your hand if you've seen people that hangry. See, there's a difference. I think there are levels to spiritual hunger. I could eat. I could go to church. And then there's some people that say, man, I got a gnawing down in my soul, and I just can't seem to fill it with anything else. And I just seem how do I get that? How do I get more of God? Here it is. The Bible says, you will find me after you seek me with all your heart. But what happens is we fill ourselves, listen, Florida, we fill ourselves with all kinds of extracurricular activities. Anybody ever done this? And I've done it as well. I'm a snacker. In fact, I got fat by a snacksident. Any snackers? Come on, raise your hand. And sometimes if I'm really hungry and I know I'm going to eat, I just can't seem to wait for the good food. I just start snacking, and then I snack myself into some kind of comatose state. And then when the real good food comes, I go, man, I wish I hadn't ate the whole bag of Doritos. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. See, Florida, raise your hand. Rural Palm, every campus, raise your hand. But what we do is we fill ourselves with junk food. We fill ourselves with things that aren't so nutritious, but yet delicious. Because that video game is delicious. And if you were to see how many hours you played it, that Netflix sometimes is, you get caught up in a story and then the next one just comes. It's like 29 seconds it comes and then it goes, oh my gosh, I gotta see what happens next. And then all I gotta do is hit a button and I skip the intro because I know what's happening. I don't wanna waste that time because I gotta keep going. And then you wake up and you go, oh my gosh, I only got 30 minutes to get to work. I'm not talking to everybody, but you know who you are. You're tired right now. See, these are all things that are competing for our soul. And the Bible said, in the last days, knowledge shall increase. And so we have more knowledge than ever. We have artificial intelligence, which is good because there's a lot of people who don't have any intelligence at all. But there's stuff that can write our speeches. They can write our letters. And so we've really, really, really zoned into the fact that our phone could actually do just about anything we want. So we're always reaching for the phone, and I'm all for it. I had it in my pocket right now, and if the battery's close to dead, I've got an extra charger, and if both of them are dead, that means I just got to go home. Remember when you lived life without a phone, old people? Remember when your parents went to the mall, and you didn't know if the rapture took place? They were just gone all day. Raise your hand. And then they got a beeper. Remember that? They got a beeper, and then you would dial in your number, and you put a 911 on it, and it better be a 911, or your mama going to beat your butt. Don't you be calling me 911, because you can't find the Kool-Aid. Who am I talking to today? Okay, so we know the drill. We old. But there's all these competing things. And now we're all cracked out with junk food instead of getting real food. And here's what David said. David said kind of what Nicole did. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And when you ever taste what we tasted last Sunday, and if you taste what we taste sometimes during a service, if you taste even right now, I feel a spiritual hunger kind of awakening, and I feel dark clouds coming off people while I'm preaching right now, and I see people going, hey, wait a minute, I've been hungry for the wrong thing, and I've been evangelizing for the wrong team, and I've been promoting the wrong person, and what I need to do is get alone with Jesus, get some worship music on, and I'm going to tune my heart and my soul into Jehovah and allow God to do something. Come on, somebody, and that gnawing hunger on the inside of me might actually make me so hungry for God, I'm not even hungry for nachos. It could be possible. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying it could happen. I want us to go today to Ezekiel chapter 47. And here is the story about a river which represents the anointing of God. It says, the man brought me back to the entrance of the temple, and I saw water coming out from under the threshold or the door of the temple, or they could see water leaking out of the bottom of the church at all of our campuses today. The water was coming down from under the south side of the temple of the south altar. Then he brought me to the north gate or door, and he led me around on the outside of the outer gate facing the east, and the water was kind of trickling from the south side. And I want to pause right there for a moment. I think there's a lot of churches, including ours, at different seasons and different people, where there should be like a gusher or a flood of the presence of God coming out of our doors. But there's not like a flood coming out. There's like a slight leak, a little drip, a little trickle. And we'll see as we read the scripture, and some of you are somewhat theologians and you get it at the end of this. It's not a giveaway, I'll just tell you now. Eventually, we read here in a few moments that there's actually a flood that comes out of the church. And I'm here to tell you, if you're watching by television or you're in one of the campuses today just kind of kicking the tires to see if you like it, you came because there was a trickle or a little flow. But let me tell you, as we get hungry for more of the things of God and the world keeps looking for love in all the wrong spaces and places, there will be a new conquest in people's lives. And it will be, you know what? I want less of me and more of God. And this didn't work. And that didn't work. And I was confused about who I was. And I was confused about a lot of things, but I'm not confused anymore. And they'll go all the way back to that old song you know so well. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Say it with me, why? That saved a wretch like me. Shout it loud, why? I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was Could it be that we've been blinded by all this stuff, all the entertainment, all for it, all the movies, all for it? I'm super glad for movies now because we're taking over the movie companies, man. I mean, We got the Jesus Revolution. Come on, somebody ought to give it up for that one. We got Southern Gospel out there busting it up. Hate the Name, love the movie, incredible. We got the new one with George Foreman. I actually worked on that movie with George. George is radically saved. In fact, I was talking to him this week. He's probably coming in April or May to preach here at Faith Church. You're gonna love it. Just make sure you buy a George Foreman grill so you're not a hypocrite. But my point is, I'm not anti-entertainment. But I'm not anti-Doritos. But if all you eat is Cheetos, burritos, Doritos, Cheerios, just the O's, you're not going to be healthy. But when you seek God and the things of God, all of a sudden you'll realize that now your marriage is better, your mind is better, your ministry is better, your love for Jesus is better. Come on, every campus ought to shout it today. We need something coming out of our doors that has some flow to it. Verse 4, it says, he measured off another 1,000 cubits and he led me through the water and it was knee deep. He measured off another 1,000 and the water was up to my waist. He measured off another 1,000 and now it was a river that I could not cross because the water had risen so high it was deep enough to swim in. No one could cross it. Then he asked me, son of man, do you see this? And then he led me back to the riverbank. So here's what I want you to get about this. God is real. Raise your hand if you believe God is real. Raise your hand if the Lord has done some stuff for you that you know if it hadn't been for him, you'd be dead by now. Raise your hand. I think it's about everybody. Let me try it one more time in case we got a moron out here. Raise your hand. If it had not been for Jesus, I'm just triple checking my crowd. Some of you still back there thinking about those nachos. What was the name of that place again? Okay, so God is saying, hey, there's a time where we have to grow spiritually because there's a time in your life where you go to church, it's just ankle deep. You're like, that was great. Went to church, got the bulletin, sang like I was there 3 songs in. I stayed for the whole sermon. Now, when they did the whole video announcements, I was gone. But I mean, hey, that's way better than it was. And you're right. This is a time where it needs to be knee deep. And you're like, man, I'm knee deep in this thing right now. I feel God, the Lord's directing me. My feet are being directed at the right place. I'm spiritually hungry. I'm not so full of like junk food and the world. I really, really want a nutritious meal. I need some broccoli and some asparagus and some collard greens. I need something, you know. I mean, corn's good, but it has hardly any nutritional value. And I'm not anti-corn. I love corn. Praise you, God, for corn. Cream style corn, regular corn, corn flipped around. I forget what they call it, but it's got junk all over it. I mean, what do you call that kind of corn, huh? Fried corn? Green corn? It's just get all street corn. I'm hearing all kinds. I even heard some guy yell porn. I didn't say porn. I said corn. I'm hearing everybody got a different thing. But there's very little nutritional value to this. But if we get in the Word, now the Word stirs up more hunger. And the more you eat, not just drink milk, but you start getting in the Word and you start shutting off secular music, the more your spiritual appetite will grow and you won't even really like ankle deep anymore. You won't even like knee deep anymore. You won't even like waist deep. You're like, I keep hitting my feet on the bottom of the pool. Give me some deep water so I can swim where I need to swim and I can do what the Holy Spirit. Somebody ought to go with me on this morning. I want Florida to shout amen on it. You're saying, hey, I want to go on to the deeper things of Jesus. I want to get to know him. So you got ankle deep. Everybody shout that with me. Ankle deep. You got knee deep. You got waist deep. And then you got rivers that you can literally swim in. Now let's talk about this. I want to go back and address something that I did this last weekend. In Matthew 24, a lot of you DM'd me and said, where is that at? Because I gave this analogy that I think personally, and I think I can prove it through the Bible theologically, that only 50% of Christians go up in the rapture. And I did not say that 50% of Christians go to heaven, because you do go to heaven. But there's this thing called the tribulation, and that is 7 years of tyrannical terror on the earth. Oh, COVID was hell. COVID was a trip to Disneyland. This is hell. That's another thing, by the way, that we say, this is hell. I've been to hell. I've been to hell and back. No, you've never been to hell. The Bible said that hell is a place where they're gnashing of teeth and they're screaming in hell you can't ever get out of. So all the tough guys, I'll go to hell and sell ice water. No, you won't, you moron. You will go to hell and scream your livid brains out for the rest of your life. That's why the Bible said, and I know I don't talk about hell a lot, but I want to go to heaven. When I get to heaven, I don't want you in hell poking fun at me or writing blogs about me telling me that I did not tell you about heaven and hell. The Bible said that there is a way that leads to eternal life, and few be there that find it, that it's a narrow road. So there's a highway, a wide way that leads to hell. And so the way to hell is doing whatever the hell you want to do. Instead of saying, no. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And if God said to go to church, we're going to go to church. And if God said to pray, we're going to pray. If God said to read a Bible, we're going to read a Bible. And whatever he said to do, we're just going to do to the best of our ability. Now, we do not go to heaven based on our merit. Only the grace of God. So don't go saying that I said we get anything by being good, because there's no way. We've already screwed that up. Ever since you were little, you stole all the cookie jar and you lied about that. You were already on your way to hell. Okay? But we don't get to heaven because we're good. We get to heaven because we're good. But I'm not talking about heaven. I'm talking about going up in the rapture on the first bus. And so the scripture is found in Matthew 24. They'll put it on the screen, Florida. Matthew 24, verse 40. It said, two men, how many?
Two
men will be in a field, and one will be taken, and the other will be left. What's the percentage on that? Two women will be grinding at the mill, and one will be taken and the other will be left. What's the percentage on that? Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour the Lord is returning. Now, this shouldn't scare you if you're a Christian, because you ought to be saying, when somebody says, the Lord's coming back, you ought to be going, where? I love songs like, people get ready. Jesus is coming soon and it won't be long. I like that. That's a good song. But so many people these days, and my peers, my friends, nobody wants to talk about hell. And we have to talk about hell. And we have to talk about demons. And we have to talk about angels. And we have to talk about heaven. And we have to talk about God, our God, and the God of this world. Because there has to, we can't get ticklish on a couple of things. And here's one of them, we can't. There aren't many ways to heaven. There's only one way to heaven, and that is through Jesus. J-E-S-U-S, that's it. Now the good news is it's free, it doesn't cost you anything. You pray a prayer, it's great. Thank God for Jesus. Let's just thank God for Jesus. Come on, just thank God for, if it hadn't been for Jesus. I think we ought to say his name, Jesus! Oh yeah, thank God for Jesus. Jesus, 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 I like to say his name. So not everybody, when the Lord comes back and he returns, he is going to have his second coming where the rapture takes place. And then for 7 years down here, it says when you turn on your faucet, that blood comes out. That's not a good day. And the only way you'll be able to buy and sell and trade is the mark of the beast. And we're getting ready for that now. It's like, oh, you know, I got my phone right now. Just double click it and I can Apple Pay. And then I've been seeing the new stuff. They're like, hey, why do that? What if your battery's dead? Why don't you just get a chip? And so all of my friends over in Amsterdam and different places over in Europe, you just got a little chip. It's just a little insertion. And you just go there and you know, your battery not dead. You can just do that. What do you think that's getting you ready for? Hey, you know what? How about we just put 666 on my forehead and we just be done with it? I go to hell right now. Come on, somebody. And some of you are like, I'm too smart for that. You just an old man. I'll see you after your 7 year stint. Somebody said, tell him again. I said, I'll see you after your 7 year stint. I want to go. Come on. If it's the first bus, I'm like, hey, I'm the guy at Six Flags going, hey, don't let that tram leave. I don't want to wait another 10 minutes. I'm that guy. I'll shove you and your car seat out of the way. Catch you next time, MJ. Don't forget your diaper bag. How many of you like me at all of our churches? Do you want to go on the first bus? How do you do that? You got to be hungry. He said in Revelation, you can look this up on your own time. It said, I would that you hot or I would that you're cold. But if you're lukewarm, I will spew you out of my mouth. Different translations say different things. It actually says, you make me, I threw up. Ain't nothing worse. Anybody ever threw up in your mouth just a little bit? You're like, oh. You're not going to raise your hand because you're dignified. Anybody ever seen somebody else throw up and you almost threw up? You're like, oh, I can't see somebody throw up. Raise your hand. I can't see somebody throw up. But God said, I knew you would think that was gross. So that's what I want to tell you. I feel like when you kind of want to go to church and you kind of don't. You kind of want to read your Bible, but you kind of want to do your thing. It's your thing. Do what you want to do. I can't tell you who to sock it to. What a good song. Their tithe check off that song last week was $10,000 to the church. I like that song. It's a good song. But theologically, it's a bad song because it's not your thing. And you can't do what you want to do with it because the members of your body are not yours. They're wicked, they're slanderous, they're devilish, they're tricky, they're a liar. You're looking at a tricky liar right here. I don't like to think of my pastor as tricky. The other guy, you got to watch him because he ain't admitting to you. I lost St. Louis, Florida. I want Florida to know they're still here. I'm working on it, but I'm prone under pressure. If you say, hey, Pastor David, will you come to my house on the 14th? We got a new house. And instead of saying, I don't want to, I might say, I think I got something to do that day. I wish you had asked me earlier. Bring, bring, bring. Yeah, he's here. Come on, raise your hand if you've ever done that. Anybody on a phone ever said, I can't hear you. Come on, raise your hand, liar. Come on. That's what I be talking about. 1 Peter chapter 2. My gosh, seriously? I preached for 30 minutes? How is that humanly possible? I've been jacking around all day, and we took that 10-minute trail down Dorito Land and Burrito Land. 1 Peter 2. Therefore, rid yourselves of all malice, all deceit. If you don't want to go, just tell them, hey, you know what? I don't want to go. Hypocrisy, envy. Oh, I love your new car. That's wonderful under your breath. I've been saved longer than they are. How in the world did they get it? I hope to God somebody must have given them some money. Slander, talking about them behind their back. Like newborn babes. They crave spiritual milk so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. Let's all shout those words. You may grow up. One more time, class. What? You may grow up. Now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. So, I like to shoot drone videos. I think they got a video they'll show you, and I shoot for the Nicole Crank Show, not because she pays me with money, but she pays me. There she is in Europe, and she's in all different places around the world. And I get these shots. There's me and her, and then it's zooming away. And there she is. We're on that boat right there, and it zoomed down. It does all kinds of things. But here's the problem with the drone stuff. Nobody ever taught me how to fly a drone. And I'm a guy, so I was like, who needs to read this crap? Come on, guys, raise your hand with me. Anybody ever put something together and you're like, why do I have 15 bolts left? I don't know. Just, come on, raise your hand. Yeah, I don't know. Your wife's like, what's all this extra stuff? You're like, we don't need that. I'm your boy. They sit down. It broke. You need to stop eating so much nachos. You know, I don't know. But here's what I have learned through trial and error of the drone. I finally figured out that if the drone, listen to me now, has enough battery in it, it'll warn me and it'll say, your battery's getting low. If I hit this one button and the button simply says, it's real big, and it says return home, it'll come back without me helping it. It goes really high. Like, I'm like, do you have enough battery to go to that high, man? Like, you're going really high. I can't see you anymore. We were over a castle somewhere in Europe. I don't even, Germany. I don't even know where we were. Where? Spain. And it went, bzzz. I thought, oh, God, I'm never seeing it again. It goes really high so it doesn't bump into anything on its way back to me. And then a couple minutes later, I hear, $1,000 I thought I lost in this battery. Two things had to happen. One, I better have enough battery to get it to return home. And two, I better hit that button. Because if I keep wandering around out there and I'm lost and I really don't know where I am, it is so different. It's a different part of the world. I think that's that castle or that tree, and how do I get it back? I don't have enough battery to play around to get that back. I got to hit the button. And I'm here to tell you right now that small groups, growth track, accountability with other believers, they're what's going to get you out of the ankle to the knee to the waist so you can swim. But if you get, hear me yelling at all campuses, if you allow your battery to get so low and now you're out in the club and you forgot how to get home, and now you're in a relationship and you forgot how to get home, and now you're in addiction and you're on medication, and now you have suicidal tendencies, and now it seems to be normal because everybody's talking about mental health and we're we're going to talk about that after Easter. I'm going into a five-week series on mental health because it's real. But I'm telling you, the manufacturer who made the drone, the one who made your mind, the one that made your heart, he's got something in you that's calling you home. He's calling you home. He's saying, get back to prayer. Get back to church. Come on, somebody ought to shout amen. Get back. Come home. Come home. Come home. Come home. Come home. Come home. I want you to come home. Why? Because I don't want you to live in hell on earth. Even here in the nasty here and now, in 23 and 24 and 25, we need to be living in heaven on earth. Somebody ought to give God praise today for a spiritual hunger and an appetite that can only come from him. Everyone stand with me right now at every campus, and nobody moving around. I mean, nobody move around. This is a medical emergency. Do not move around. I want to pray for you. And I want to allow the Holy Spirit to move in and out every row and up and down every aisle and all through Facebook. And could he be talking to me in the metaverse and on Instagram? The Holy Spirit of God could have had you clue in right now at this moment to save your life. I don't know what's going to happen to you, and I'm praying that bad things don't happen to you, but I see bad things happen to people all the time. I'm talking good people. And all of a sudden, something happens. I think about a dear person at our church this week that it's just like, thank God she was in a small group. Her friend kept telling her, these headaches seem to be off and something's wrong and you need to go to the doctor. And he said, no. But she was in a small group. Thank God she was with her friend when she kind of collapsed over and they called 911 and she had a blood vessel or something and her brain was bleeding, and so they said if they hadn't got her to the hospital then and done that successful surgery that she wouldn't have made it. It was like 3 minutes of a difference if she hadn't been with the right people. And God knows all that. I'm not trying to scare anybody. I just want to let you know that there really is a big bad wolf out there, and he comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I've come to give you life. So by coming to church this weekend, every Sunday when you go to church and your batteries get filled up there in Royal Palm or West Palm or whatever campus, like I'm just in this old nasty high school. No, it's an edifice. It's a sanctuary. It's a charging station for you. And not only for you, I feel like telling you this, it's for your kids. Your kids need to know the word of God. They need to be around other little believers because the world is going after their soul. But we're not going to let it happen. That's why we're going to keep building churches. We're going to keep serving. We're not just going to say, I want to go to church when I can. No, we need to be serving at church. At some point, we need to stop just drinking milk, and we need to get some real meat and potatoes and say, I'm going to make church happen for other people. Every head bowed and every eye closed, nobody looking around on all campuses. And so right now at this moment, I'm going to ask you a question. And when I ask you this question, if it hits home, I want you to raise your hand, and nobody's looking around but us, you and I. You say, Pastor David, I feel like that my batteries are a little low, and I need to get those things charged up, and some things you said today, I want you to pray for me because I want to get back in alignment with the assignment that's on my life. I want you to raise that hand at every campus right now. Come on, raise it high, really high. I see those hands, Royal Palm, West Palm, everywhere. I see it. You can put them down. Now, I want everybody to pray this prayer because everybody needs to pray this recalibration prayer. Say, Dear Heavenly Father, I repent of my sins. I charge myself back up. I want to be hungry for you. I've been so full of myself, my plan, my agenda. All this stuff really doesn't matter. What really matters, God, is your will be done in my life. And so from this moment forward, going into Palm Sunday, into Holy Week, into Easter Sunday, I've set my mind and my affection upon you, Lord. I want more of you, Jesus. I need more of you, Jesus. As an act of my own will, I'm going to stop downloading so many movies, so many apps, and I'm going to get a Holy Ghost download from heaven. I'm going to watch Faith Church app, hear the sermons over and over until I can preach them myself. to myself, by myself, till I change myself so that my life can be used for your glory. In Jesus' name, and everybody said amen. Come on.
Come alive in the name of Jesus. Come alive.
Sing it, church.
In the name of
this
Jesus.
Isn't a time to leave. This is a time to raise your